And listen, it'll be a big day in the Shee Beans today because, of course, the Six Nations is back and Ireland is taking on Italy in the Aviva today. I'm joined now on the line by rugby pundit Brent Pope. Brent, welcome.
Yeah, good to talk to you.
Brent, it obviously feels weird to be talking about the Six Nations in October, but people will remember this was the game that right at the start of COVID that was called off. And of course, the match was called off, but the flights weren't called off and all the Italians came anyway. So how are we looking ahead of the game at this stage now?
Well, you make a really good point because it's also come at an untimely time for some players. I mean, you look at the scrum half, for instance, John Cooney, who was in great form for Ulster and looked like he was going to get a start in this match. His form has subsequently dropped off a bit and he's not even in the squad, so it's hurt him. Rob Carney's now going to be playing his rugby in Australia. So some careers have kind of ended over this period as well. But I like the look of the side, I'd have to say. I think Andy Farrell's picked a good sort of division of young players. There's a couple of players getting their caps. That'll be unusual for them because you want to get your first cap in front of a home crowd and your family and everything. So that'll be unusual. But I think he's picked a team that's going to try to play expansive rugby. So hopefully the Italians will come on board and play it that way. I don't think there's any doubt that Ireland will win this match. I think they'll win it with a bonus point. If you go on previous records or previous trips from Italy to Ireland, they might take a little bit of wearing down of a sort of a gnarly pack, but I think in the second half that Ireland, you'd expect Ireland to break free and put themselves in a position to go to Paris and win the championship. Albeit that'll be funny because if they win it, they'll only be defending it for 2 or 3 months before the next season Six Nations starts. So it's an unusual year.
Yeah. Now, in terms of the next Six Nations starting up in the spring. On the other hand, then, we're hearing stories that rugby, as we know it, could be gone by the end of the year because financially it's an absolute disaster zone, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, these cancellations of international matches, they really hurt the RFU's coffers, you know. And you don't think the top-level players will suffer. It'll be the grassroots game that suffers. You know, young players going into academies that were maybe getting a few bob to continue on as a professional rugby player may have to think again, may have to think, oh, well, look, I'm better to go back to college or whatever, another career. So it'll be career-defining because once when money talks, players walk. And, you know, the negotiations for the RFU will be extremely difficult next time round because they won't have the money. So the agents will come saying, OK, look, we've had offers for these key players in France or further afield, and they'll be really put to an arm wrestle to keep the players. But look, hopefully it doesn't come to that. But I mean, I think the RFU are really struggling at the moment just to get money back into the games. And every week that COVID denies, I suppose, those turnstiles, it's damaging.
Yeah, but another empty stadium today, I think. Is it you've played presumably in full stadiums where you've got the crowd behind you and everything else and pushes you on. It's going to be weird playing an international match in an empty stadium like that, isn't it?
It is weird, and people don't take that into account sometimes, but it hasn't particularly helped Irish teams to date above the Pro 14. I mean, if you look at Leinster's performance in the Heineken Cup or the Champions Cup, and if you look at Munster's, they haven't seemed to have adapted to that sort of playing for them because you're used to having a home draw and it's really advantageous. You know, Munster often talked about the 16-man down at Thomond and they're right. And also Leinster talk about the sort of having the Aviva as a sort of a fortress and they're right with that too. But I mean, when you're playing with nobody there to cheer you on or you haven't got your family there, I mean, there's something special about running out through the sort of, I suppose, through the crowd, you know, when you're playing for your country, it's a special moment. You know, it's taken away a bit. You know, I don't even feel the same. I don't know about you, but I don't feel the same even watching it because, you know, you're seeing the empty stands and, you know, you've got to be a really rugby purist to get so much enjoyment.
But yeah, it doesn't have that sense of spectacle and kind of, yeah. Hey, Brent, you've 10 seconds. Tell me about beatyourmates.com.
Oh, next week. It's just an app, yeah, beatyourmates.com. It's an app that people can play when COVID. Just making predictions, you know, if you don't think Johnny Sexton's going to get a kick. But we'll just have a quiet launch this week. But next week, we want people to go on and play the game. It's good fun. You know, I've been playing it today. Myself, just predictions in the game. So thanks for that.
All right, Brent, great to talk to you. And the match is on today at 3:30. Let's take a break.
Email brendan@rte.ie.